Hello, I'm Georgie Crawford.
And I'm Claire Solon.
We've known each other for what feels like a lifetime, but our friendship has really soared in the last few years as we've navigated some really challenging times. Life is never easy, but what makes it much better is connecting with people who get you.
On Soul Sisters, we're here to impart some of the wisdom we've learned on our journey to becoming a life coach
and a health coach.
We're here to have fun, to focus on well-being and support each other while we do the work.
The Soul Sisters podcast is a Good Glow production brought to you with thanks to Vichy. Vichy is a doctor-founded skincare brand which has led the way in health and beauty innovation for 90 years.
Powered by active ingredients, Vichy products are clinically proven, hypoallergenic and dermatologically tested for sensitive skin, making them a pioneer in skin health science. You can rely on Vichy to provide a safe and effective skincare routine for you, no matter what your skin type or stage of life.
All Vichy products are available in local pharmacies nationwide.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Soul Sisters podcast. How are you, Georgie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I was expecting you to say, how are you, Ginge?
We're going to leave that on last week's episode.
Leave it where it's supposed to be. Sorry, Blawnage. Love you.
So, an interesting week. I got lots of texts from people who really connected what we were talking about when we said every week is different.
Yes.
And one week you feel a certain way and the next week you feel a certain way. I'm happy to report that last week I had a bad week, but this week I'm feeling much better.
Tell us what was going on for you.
So I went for my scans in November, as I always do, my annual scans. And my surgeon said there was a slight bit of inflammation in one of my lymph nodes. Nothing to worry about. You know, he was happy with everything, but he was going to send me for an ultrasound in January just to double check. So I went in 2 weeks ago, expecting to be in and out in 10 minutes, didn't even think twice about it. And unfortunately, it turned into a little bit of a more serious situation. And for about 40 minutes, Claire, I felt like I was back there. There was words like biopsy, mammogram being used, and it just completely and utterly floored me. Now, after about half an hour, I was started to listen to what they were saying, and everyone out in Beaumont was really reassuring me that, you know, everything looks fine, but they've seen this lymph node and it hasn't shrunk since November. So they have to address it with my history. So I found myself back walking down corridors that I hadn't walked in 4 years, filling out the same old forms, just really panicking. Went down for my mammogram. Everything looked fine on my mammogram. Went in for a biopsy, which was horrific, just in terms of, you know, feeling like I was back in 2017. And everyone out in Beaumont Hospital actually was just, I was crying walking down the corridors. It's such a maze out there. We got kind of lost at one stage. We didn't stop or anything. We were walking and kind of just checking out every sign and trying to get our bearings because Jamie had rushed out to the hospital to be with me. And this man with a wheelchair walked up. He was one of the porters. It was like, he was like an angel. And he just came up to me and he said, "You all right, love?" And I said, "Oh, yeah, I'm just looking for the mammogram unit." And he said, "Now you go down there and you take a left." And he just knew that we were lost, even though we didn't even ask him where to go. And in that moment, that compassion, that kindness, I was floored by that. Thankfully, you know, everything was fine with my biopsy. There's no sign of cancer and I get to go back to my life. But the last 2 weeks has been pretty rough for me, even though I knew deep down that I was okay. It felt different to 2017. 2017, I really felt like it was bad news. This time round, I trusted that I was well. I was trusting what my doctors were saying, that I shouldn't worry. But it was definitely a little bit of a worrying 2 weeks, but I'm happy to say I feel back to normal this week.
God, it's a roller coaster, isn't it?
Mm.
When you, and as you say, you knew deep in your intuition, in your soul probably, that you were okay and that
there was nothing to fear. But above that is all of the fear and anxiety that grips your body. And that's all that you feel rather than being able to push through that.
It's the what if, you know, it's the, okay, no, everything's fine. Everyone's telling me that I'm going to be okay. You know, Jamie doesn't seem that worried, but I'm freaking out here. And no matter how much I tell myself, no, it's fine. And listen to the people around me. It's like I was in a state of utter panic. And that's a little bit the kind of the dark place that you go to that is really hard to describe to people. But listen, over the last 4 years, I've really connected with myself. I've learned how to trust my gut. I also have tools to get me through the days when there's bad days. And I'd said to you on last week's podcast that I was out on the pier having a walk and I really got a lot out of it. And after our episode last week went out, I got a text from a friend who I've been trying to meet up with for a year. But she heard Soul Sisters and she texted me and she said, right, that's it. We're going for a walk on the pier this week. So, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. We went out together. We walked the pier twice, bumped into another Soul Sister who was listening to the pod out on the pier herself.
No way. Yeah.
And myself and Claire just had such a lovely chat. After our walk, we went and we sat on a bench and she said, and I knew she was waiting to ask me. So she said, right, why aren't you leaving your house? Because Claire is a real nurturer. Like she really looks after her kids and her family and her friends. And I knew that she had contacted me, you know, for me. She wanted to nourish me and she wanted to chat to me. So she was like, right, why aren't you going for your walks? And why aren't you getting out of your house? And I said, oh, it's just hard. I find it hard with COVID. And we were told to stay at home for so long. And Claire, you're going to die when I tell you this. This bird came up in between us, plonked itself in between us and was making its presence known, was singing at the top of its voice. And then it would start again when we'd start chatting. And I said to Claire, this bird is trying to tell us something.
Oh my God.
So I took a picture of it, sent the bird to my mother-in-law. And I said, Hazel, what sort of bird is this? And she said, oh, that's a starling.
Oh, that's
so
cutest.
Yes. So cute. So after, you know, we met with your life coach and he told me you have to Google what animals are crossing your path. I Googled it. Okay, do you want to know what a starling
means? Oh, I got shivers. I've got shivers.
Starlings are symbolic of communication, of your relationship with your fellow members and your standing in society. They also symbolize unity, often seen flocking together. These birds have learned that we are always stronger together than alone. I nearly died when I read that. And there's so many people contacting me after last week's episode to say they're seeing pheasants, doves, they're all Googling what these animals mean. So it was no coincidence that I took the plunge to go out, have a walk with a friend, and this bird came to tell me that we are stronger together. Excited to hear about your week, Claire, because I know that you had a rough week kind of last week as well. So we were kind of on the same page there. So I'm interested to see, did things kind of turn around for you?
Yeah, I decided that I was probably succumbing and surrendering to the stress of my life at the moment rather than enjoying myself and maybe upping my self-care. So I decided that I was going to go out for a meal. And I was going to treat myself and my friend Neil. Now, Neil is a lovely guy. Neil and I actually met. Neil used to drive me to work. He used to work for Addison Lee. He'd drive me to work when I was going on the breakfast show in Magic. He would pick me up at like 4:30 or 5 and drive me into central London. And he lives close by to me. Sometimes he'd bring me a Starbucks coffee. So we really just connected and he's a bit like my UK dad.
Okay.
So he's a Chelsea fan. Sometimes I go to the football with him. And so anytime he'll often drive me to the airport if I need it. So I booked an omakase, which is a traditional Japanese dining experience where basically the chef decides. So it was a sushi setup, which I love. And it was quite close to where I live and in Brixton. So I said to Neil, we're going for sushi and it's on me. Now, it was incredible. There was about six of us sitting around the chef. The guy was really into performance. He had loads of great stories about making sushi in places like Egypt or, you know, for Russian millionaires. And it was a theatrical experience. The sushi was incredible. There was mackerel, tuna, salmon, and it was like just to see it being put together right in front of you is going to make it really difficult to buy me some sushi in Itsu or you know, one of the takeaway places. So I said to Neil as the meal came to an end, Neil, don't worry about this, babes. I got this. It's fine. And he was like, oh, you sure? And I, yeah, don't worry about it. So the bill arrived.
I'm nervous.
It was one of those moments where I was like, I predict around 100 quid.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 120. Grand.
How much?
255 pounds.
Oh my God.
I couldn't breathe.
250 pounds.
Neil looked over my shoulder and he went, woof, bloody hell. I was like, it's fine. Reaching for my Amex. And by the way, Mother Eileen Solon, I know you're listening to me now and you're going, what? You spent 250 quid on sushi. I did, Ma. But look, don't worry about it. All right. It's London prices. So anyway, I hand over the Amex and there's that moment where you're thinking, self-care. But you're also thinking, how many outfits in Zara? So Neil drops me home, right? And I'm at home for about half an hour, 40 minutes. And I'm like, I'm actually really hungry. I'm still hungry. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to call my local takeaway pizza spot and order a pizza. Now, I know this is bad behavior at the highest order. I know. So anyway, I call the pizza place, right? And your man arrives, ding dong, and he gives me the ice cream that I'd ordered. And he gives me the truffle mayo. And then he opens his pizza bag. There's no pizza in there.
No. What?
He had taken the bag and there was no pizza in it. Now, have you ever seen the universe intervene like that and go, oi, Solon, step away from the credit card? So I went hungry. And
so did you just tell him not to worry about it?
I said, you
can
do
it. And off he went.
I said to him, listen, come around tomorrow. I'll have the pizza tomorrow.
Oh my God. So do you think Neil went to the chipper on the way home as well?
I haven't asked him, but I definitely say he did.
We got so much feedback on your cauliflower cheese recipe.
Don't lie. You
know, we have a section on the Good Glow website for recipes. It must go in. But I was chatting to Jamie. I was in the kitchen last week and I was saying, oh, I can't wait for you to hear Claire's cauliflower cheese recipe. It's hilarious. And then I said, you know, Claire lives on her own in London. I wonder, is it hard to make dinner for yourself when you live alone or make, you know, nutritious meals or go all in making yourself dinner every day? So I wanted to ask you, you know, what does a typical week look like for you? And are you in the kitchen much?
Look, in a word, is it difficult to remain motivated to cook for yourself every single day when you live alone? Yeah, it's real hard. And so what happens is, last night I went to the supermarket and I channeled my inner Georgie Crawford and I filled my fridge with the best of ingredients. So I have salmon, I've got sea bass, I've got a range of vegetables, cauliflower and grated cheese, obviously, front and center. And I start the week really well. I've also made a massive big bowl of fruit salad. And so that's there, which I'll work out of. And again, all of these kind of this kind of good habit stuff has started since we started the podcast. I feel like there's a bit more accountability. But I must say, when I get midweek, right, and I get a bit tired and maybe I work a bit late, or I jump onto a Zoom in the evening time and then it's suddenly 8 o'clock, my tendency is to phone my friend in the pizza place and be like, yo, yo, send a Hawaiian my way. And that, unfortunately, can happen quite often, because, and then even cooking for myself, I don't do anything spectacular because, well, what's the point? You know, what I did find actually, which helped me. So anybody who lives alone, I invested in some really nice crockery. So I have lovely pasta bowls and stuff. And now if I'm feeling kind of inspired, I'll put the veggies in a kind of a like nearly Instagrammable way in the bowl, which really incentivizes me to eat well. But overall, I often think about you and I think about you cooking for your family. And I would do better if I had somebody else here to cook for.
Yeah, because I think I only started really, I did only start cooking well when I was feeding Jamie, you know, that sort of way. Like, I don't know if I would have done it for myself, but I was cleaning out my fridge yesterday because, you know, I'm going to Rome on Wednesday, so my house needs a deep clean.
Excuse me. just casual. I'm going to Rome on Wednesday. You know the way. Who waits for the weekend? I'm just going to go midweek.
So it's always been my dream to go to Rome. Oh. And I've never been. So I said to Jamie this year, instead of you buying me a book for my birthday, please just book me flights to Rome. So we booked flights to Rome. We're just going for a real quick 48 hours. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited to just eat my way around Rome.
Oh, yes.
But I was cleaning out my fridge yesterday and I was thinking, last week, my healthy eating fell apart. Now, I'm really good at having my five a day, having structure in my life. And last Wednesday, as I was still waiting for my results of the biopsy, I found myself having a bowl of cereal for my dinner, which I have not done in years.
Wow.
And I spoke to Louise Thompson, you know, Louise from Made in Chelsea.
Yes.
She was on the Good Glow, right? And she said something that I found so relatable. She said, when your world is falling apart or you're dealing with anxiety or you're going through a tough time, it's so hard to practice self-care.
Oh, it's impossible.
It's so hard to nourish yourself. It's so hard to get out for the walk. Actually, when she said that, I felt comfort in that, because it's nice to know that it falls apart for other people too. So, you know, as I sat on my couch last week eating a bowl of Special K for my dinner, I didn't judge myself.
Yes.
I didn't worry about, oh God, I'm not eating a plate of vegetables. I just forgave myself for that.
Yes.
So when I got my results that the biopsy was clear, I was like, okay, I need to start again. So everything came out of the fridge. And I find that if I'm trying to eat healthier, cook healthier dinners, if I get home from the supermarket on a Sunday or a Monday, if I peel all my sprouts, if I wash my spinach, if I chop my carrots and put them into glass jars, I'm much more likely to eat well throughout the week. I'm much more likely to eat a few carrot sticks than reach for a biscuit. So it's nice to know that, you know, you can set yourself up to have your healthy lunches and then have your takeaway at the weekends.
See, and that's what I want, because I am Miss Takeaway. You know, I am keeping Love Triangle, my pizza place, in business, but I want to feel like I've earned it, you know.
Yeah.
I want to enjoy the pizza so much because I haven't already had two that week. You know,
I love the names of all the places. So your coffee is Cut the Mustard.
Yeah.
Your pizza place is
Love Triangle. And let me just tell you about Love Triangle, right? Anybody else who lives in Southwest London, Love Triangle, what they do is, when you buy a pizza, they donate a meal to the local food bank. So I don't even think twice about ordering pizzas, because I'm doing good things for society. So listen, before we move on, I just wanted to clarify something. You're going on holidays, so you need to deep clean your gaff.
Is that not the most Irish mammy thing to do in the world.
That's the most Irish mammy thing I've ever heard you say.
So I blame my mother for this. Of course, we always have to blame someone, don't we? But so I can't go on. I'd be like cleaning out my bedside locker before I go.
What? Are you mad? Are you actually wild?
Changing the sheets, like our flight's at 10 to 7. So I'm like, you know, we have to leave at 4:30. How am I going to change the sheets?
You're not.
Yeah, I love to come back from holidays to like a zen house. I love my house. I have a beautifully clean fridge. And then also, you know, if I die, I don't want people to see the real filth that I live in.
Okay, so look, we've been talking about spring cleaning our homes. We've been putting order on our fridges. We've been changing our bed linen. But from my point of view, actually, the most important spring clean should be happening in your head. You know? And I think, again, we sometimes forget about that and we throw ourselves into being, you know, clean in our outside world rather than thinking about what we should be doing to clean up our negative thought processes. So as my guru in India likes to say.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
As my guru in India says.
Eat, pray, love, guys. As my guru says sometimes on Zoom on a Saturday morning, take out the trash. Your brain, your mind is full of rubbish and you need to take out the trash. So let me tell you about taking out the trash in your mind.
Please do.
So the things that we do that make, that keep us stuck in a negative headspace are things like rumination. Now, we've talked about rumination before. I spent the majority of my 20s and 30s ruminating. So what's ruminating? Rumination is when you play the worst things that have ever happened to you, your most embarrassing moments, your terrifying moments, your trauma. You replay them systematically in your mind and you kind of haunt yourself with them.
So torture like, yourself.
You torture yourself. Exactly. So things like, George, anything from I slipped outside my local pub in a pair of high heels on a wet day. And I used to replay that moment over and over and can still remember the chap with the pint in his hand and the horror on his face and the shame and the embarrassment I felt because I was waiting for a taxi. And do you think the taxi was there? No. So I had to stand back up and wait while all the lads laughed at the state of me. So I used to play that. I used to, at the time I went to Barcelona with an ex-boyfriend and we fought all weekend, I would play that over him. I would play different sections of that holiday over in my mind and I would take the blame. I would take the shame. I would often think about meetings and work where I would have stood up and talked and I would have blushed and lost my train of thought. And everyone would have stared at me and been like, what's she trying to say? This is so embarrassing. I would replay these things over and over in my mind. And they would keep me small. So I watched a TED talk and I realized this is a pattern of behavior. This is a pattern of thinking. And I don't need to do it anymore. A couple of years ago, I waved goodbye to rumination and it changed my life.
How did you wave goodbye to rumination? Because I know every single person listening can relate to this.
I think it's something we do more than fellas. I think as women, we beat ourselves over the head with our mistakes, our failures, our misgivings, our missteps. I just started to keep track. I'm like, oh, there I am again. Oh, that's a familiar old story. No, not today, thanks. It wasn't easy, but I had to build up a good habit as opposed to living in the bad.
You were acknowledging that you were having those thoughts and almost speaking to them. So not kind of pushing them away, saying, I'm having this thought again. Not today. Thank you so much. Off on your merry way.
Exactly.
Okay.
No, don't want to read that. Don't want to see that story played again. No, thank you. And now I do not ruminate. I do not entertain that stuff at all. Because remember, become the awareness of your thoughts. We are not our thoughts.
Yes.
We have to become the observer. Next thing is judgment day. All right, folks, we all do this. And I find that I judge other people when I'm not in a good headspace.
Mm.
If I'm angry, I begin to lash out at the people around me. So I'm walking to work. There's someone walking really slowly in front of me. I'm like, would you get out of my way?
Such a Londoner.
Such a Londoner. Get onto the train. There's a girl standing in the middle of a packed train with a bag on. I'm like, would you get your bag off your back? Oh my God, what the? And then, oh, classic one, pandemic one. Where's your mask? Why isn't he wearing a mask? So I allow these little micro judgments to really affect my day and throw me off kilter. When you judge somebody, remember that you are setting impossibly high standards for them and for yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
So when you judge other people, just remember you're judging yourself the same way. Step back and say, rather than seeing people or meeting people and projecting your discomfort, your disquiet onto them, say to yourself, everybody I meet today could change my life. Every single person I meet today could be the person that leads me in a direction I never knew possible. So judgment is the gateway drug, right? Gossip is heroin. The most caustic of all, and I have to put my hand up again and say, I had a reputation for being a gossip back in the day. When somebody came to me, I remember this, I think it was in Spin, and someone said to me, come here to me, you're great for the gossip, what's going on? I was mortified. In my mind, I had journalistic integrity. I knew I could, I had a nose for a story, George, and I used to follow it. However, I was taking pleasure in other people's pain. There, I said it. Mm. Actually makes me feel sick when I hear myself say it, but it's true, right? We focus on the failings of others because we don't want to look at ourselves and our own failings. Mm. It's easy to keep victims in our lives so we don't have to be the victim. So tidy up your home this spring, but tidy up your mind too. Soul sisters, we're better than that.
Do you know what I was thinking? It's February. It's a new month. And I didn't tell you what was in season.
Oh my God. Hit me with the veggies.
Well Now Co is my go-to to find out what's in season every month. So apples, cooking and eating. Lots of apple crumbles, Brussels sprouts, butterhead lettuce, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, leeks, mushrooms, onions, parsnips, potatoes, rhubarb, spinach, turnips.
Okay.
So that's what's in season this month. You know, you could have a nice apple and rhubarb porridge. I have a recipe for that that I'll share on the Good Glow Instagram. You could have like a lovely mushroom pasta. And then obviously all the stuff that you put into your soups is still in season, like carrots, parsnip, onions. I feel like we're about to go into like salad season, but yeah, we've just a few more weeks of the soups I think we can hang on to too. Claire, you're 5 weeks into your journey with Vichy's hero product, Mineral 89. How are you getting on?
I don't believe the results I'm getting, actually. I don't know whether I believed I would see such a difference in my skin. I have acne. So I had a really tough time in my teens and early 20s with acne. And so my skin is really sensitive. It can be red. It can be angry at times, depending on the time of month or what's going on, my stress levels. But I can tell you that Mineral 89 is just like a gift that keeps on giving. My skin is soft, it's smooth, and I've had no breakouts. And just being able to put on a serum after I cleanse in the morning and at night is just such a welcome in my routine.
I am so excited tonight to do a little pamper session, and I'm going to put on one of my Mineral 89 sheet masks, which is just hydration, hydration, hydration. I'm so looking forward to it. And I'm so glad to hear, Claire, that you're getting on so well. So Mineral 89 is enriched with hyaluronic acid and 89% Vichy volcanic water, which is naturally found in French volcanoes. and has 15 minerals essential to good skin health.
And I can tell you, it's worth the investment. We do have a little discount code though.
Yes, we do. So for a 20% discount on all Mineral 89 products, you can use the discount code SOULSISTERS20 on marspharmacy.ie for online purchases only.
That's online purchases only until the 31st of March. We have been getting amazing correspondence from our Soul Sisters out there. Loads of DMs coming in, and I wanted to share some of mine. Have you got some too?
Yeah.
Okay, great. First of all, I'm going to start with, I'll go right back to the beginning of Soul Sisters. A few weeks ago, I spoke about being single and being 41 and coming to terms with the fact that maybe motherhood, ouch, it still hurts, may not be my path. I have had the most, oh, I'll try not to cry. I've had so many amazing messages from people. I've heard from girls who are just like me, who are single in their 40s, and many of whom actually who don't have kids and who are living like a really great, you know, jet set spontaneous existence. So that was really heartwarming. I've also heard from women who have done it alone, who've had IVF and sperm donors. One of whom actually, Victoria, got in touch with me and pointed out that Natalie Imbruglia had her son when she was 44 with IVF.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
IVF and sperm donor. And while lying on the plinth, about to get my first Brazilian in 4 years, the lady, the therapist, began talking to me completely unprompted about being single and thinking about adopting a child.
Oh my God.
The universe is really speaking to me about this. So I feel so supported. So thank you, Soul Sisters.
I had an amazing message from a lady last week, and this message stopped me in my tracks. So she said, "Hi, Georgie, happy Friday. I knew I was going to be on the road today. So when I got into the car, I set an intention that I was going to listen to a podcast that I needed to hear. And what came up for me was the Soul Sisters series on the Gut Glow. I'd only left the house 20 minutes when I had to pull into a petrol station and dry my eyes and send Claire a message because her chat about her date just resonated so much with me. And just even though it was like a punch in the stomach at the time, in my heart and soul, I knew it was one that I needed. Anyway, as the day has gone on, I've moved through all the episodes right up to February 1st. And honestly, I just want to echo what you said yourself in the last episode. This is such a beautiful place. When you were talking about not leaving your house for days, I really felt like it could have been me talking. I literally go from one end of the week without seeing anyone. And I've no interest in seeing anyone. But I know it will be better for me if I get out there and start socializing a bit with people. I'm going to make an effort to do that this week. January has been horrendous for me, so I know I need to start stepping out of the shadows now. There's so much more I could talk about because there literally has been something in every episode that's spoken to me, something in every episode that has made me cry, and something in every episode that's made me laugh. I, like so many others, hold you and your health worries and your surrogacy journey in my heart. Wish you peace and happiness. Thanks for all you do, beautiful soul." So we got so many messages. I was floored by the messages last week. So many people saying, laughing and crying with us. And isn't that sisterhood? Isn't that what you want to do with your best friends?
We really appreciate the messages. I love getting them. Wendy Ferry said to me, "Oh my word, the tea works. Cleaning our spare room for visitors this weekend and it's worked a treat." You may recall in my recommendation, I said @creative_explained was worth a follow on Instagram. Mm. He's a TikToker who has loads of household hacks. And one of them was dunking a tea bag into a glass of water and why do I do the sounds? Cleaning your mirror. And it works. My pal also got in touch with me, Lisa, and said, "Listen to the podcast. I remember when tea bagging meant something completely different." We're grown up now, Lisa. All right, less of that.
Tea bagging. Oh my God. Disgusting. Yeah, we're tea bagging our mirrors now these days.
Exactly. Andrea was also on to me about, so you were talking about feng shui. Mm. And I was loving all the content actually on the Good Glow on Instagram. You were talking about, oh, I got me 9 lemons. I have them in a bowl.
Oh, yeah.
And so Andrea was saying 2 books that I'd highly recommend to find out more about feng shui are by Karen Kingston. One is Creating Space with Feng Shui, and the other is Clear Your Clutter.
This week, I wanted to recommend an Instagram page to follow. So this Instagram page really spoke to me, and it keeps coming up on my homepage, and I'm like, every quote they upload really speaks to me. So they posted this the other day, and I just thought it was epic. Did I say the name of the...
No, you didn't. Who are they? Tell me now.
So they're at Healing Guide. Do you follow them?
No.
No, okay, they're brilliant.
At Healing Guide.
Oh my God, my battery just died.
No. Okay, you can get it on your. You can get it on your computer. That's hilarious. Brief reprieve to fix the lippy. Brrr.
I can't see you, so I can only hear you. I'm like, what are you doing?
You can't see me ever.
No, I can't see you just while
right now
while I'm looking for
I am
the...
just doing my la 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 la. It's the Soul Sisters.
Da, 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 da. Healing Guide.
Healing Guide.
Oh yeah. Okay. So this quote that they posted one day ago really stuck out to me. It says, sometimes you can be too much for someone and you have to be okay with letting them go back to what they're used to. Good, isn't it?
Oh, that's
it's good.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
Give me just please, just give it to me again.
Sometimes you can be too much for someone and you have to be okay with letting them go back to what they're used to.
Oh, oh my God, I love it. Oh,
so this is,
oh,
this to me is what Jerry Hussey is speaking about in his book.
Oh.
When he says,
preach.
You can change your mind about who you are. So you might have a tribe, okay? Mm-hmm. And you start evolving rather than revolving.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to become your true self.
Mm-hmm.
You may be getting to know yourself all over again. You may be willing to go on a self-care journey. You may want to expand your mind and discover that there's more to you than what you've always told yourself you are. And when you step into that, your energy is obviously going to change, and that might make people around you feel uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So this quote really reminded me that you are on your own journey. You owe it to yourself to go on that journey and discover who you really are. And don't hold yourself back because other people expect you to stay the same.
Oh my God. I love that.
So I think that's something that we can all keep in mind. Don't dim your light because it makes other people feel uncomfortable. If you're wanting to go on a journey and you're reading Jerry's books or you're reading Gabby Bernstein's books and you're discovering that maybe you want to awaken mm-hmm. the power within, that may make people feel uncomfortable. Don't hold yourself back. Just keep going one foot in front of the other and people will start rowing in.
Can I also just add to that? Because this is something that I've been through. So what you need to do, and it's kind of about what we talked about with Katrina a few weeks ago. If people are not buying what you are selling, right? Whether it's self-development, spirituality, your path, stop selling it to them.
Mm.
Stop talking to them about it. Come to people, places where you can find the conversations that build you up. Don't persist with people who don't invest in you.
Because I've really been thinking about, like, you know, your energy can sometimes be too much for people. That's not your problem.
That's not your problem. Right, I want to recommend a documentary this week I saw on Netflix, and it just warmed the cockles of my heart. It's called The Ponds, and it's all about cold water swimming. So in the middle of London is Hampstead Heath, right? It's 320 hectares of forest, parkland and wildlife, and there's 3 swimming ponds. There's the men's pond, the women's pond, and then a mixed pond. So this documentary follows cold water swimmers over 12 months as they shivered, laughed, complained, philosophized, cried, and sought respite from all that life throws at them. It's a celebration of life's challenges, eccentric people. It's just a really, really sweet documentary. And if you're somebody who cold water swims, you'll love it. And if you're somebody who's cold water curious, this will be a really good access point for you to have a look at the kind of fun and companionship that exists in the cold water swimming community.
See, when I think of a pond, I couldn't imagine getting into a pond.
And they call it a pond, but actually it's a lake. Like it's okay. It's that big.
Okay. I am so excited to watch that. I think for a takeaway this week, based on the back of pond swimming, we need to ring Breathe With Neil. Neil is a great friend of mine. He's a Wim Hof instructor. He is doing the work day in and day out. And I think we should ring him and ask him, for people like me who are afraid to take the leap, how can we take the plunge and do the thing that we know will be good for us? How can we jump into the water?
That is a great question. And I think it's at the core of many of the things that we struggle with. Now, obviously, a reluctance, a fear of doing something that's uncertain, that we feel frightened of, is a part of our nervous system. It's a part of our survival instinct, which has got us where we are over millions of years. But within that, then, is our aversion in how we live at the moment, in our aversion to being uncomfortable. And really, when we start to really embrace life and really embrace the potential that we have to learn to be comfortable in discomfort, especially in the cold. The cold is such a powerful force. And if we can learn to be comfortable in that shock, in that chaos of the cold, we can learn to be comfortable anywhere. And the key to that is our breath. The fear that we face, the reluctance that we face is in our breath. When we're reluctant, when we're fearful, our breathing is erratic. And at that point, if we can just bring our attention to our breath and we can change our breath and calm our breathing, then we can feel calm and we can feel courageous, and then we can take that next step. It's all in the breath.
Oh, you see, now you tell me that you're not going to give it a go. Get in that cold water and get high on your own supply. Oh, thank you to Neil. If you want to follow him on Instagram, it's at Breathe With Neil, but it's actually spelt Nile. So Breathe With N-I-A-L-L.
Thank you so much, Neil. Such a legend, as always. So that's it from this week of Soul Sisters. Another week. I can't believe it. I'm enjoying this so much. I love setting our intentions at the end of each episode. My intention for this week is to go to Rome and have fun. Eat all the pizza, drink a couple of glasses of wine. And I think this week I'm going to really try to worry less and just enjoy life, because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Oh. That is so inspiring. Do you think if I showed up at Rome Airport, Jamie would be real pissed off? Or at this point, 5 weeks into Soul Sisters, would he just accept that I come as part of the package?
I think Jamie might do a U-turn and just go, do you know what? I'm just going to leave you guys at it.
He would. He'd get back on the plane, come back to Pia and Pappy, and I'd be like, woo, Soul Sisters in Rome. Yeah.
We need to do a little weekend together, I think.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. Okay, so how about this is my intention then? Why don't I start doing some research into Airbnbs or maybe retreats or something where you and I could gather and spend some quality time together?
Let's do it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Soul Sisters. Please get in touch with us if you'd like to. We're at Claire Solon on Instagram and at Georgie.Crawford. Our new course, Rise and Thrive with Jerry Hussey. We're talking all about how you can stop revolving and start to evolve, how you can believe in yourself, how you can take the leap, how you can be the person that you've always wanted to be and the person that you know you can be. That's over on thegoodglow.ie, and you can use the code SOUL for 10% off. We'll see you next week.